Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of They Didn't Tell You podcast. I am your host, Lee Black. It is late Friday night. I am behind on this episode. I am recording it literally today. What a time, but I am excited to be back on the mic talking to you all about a really great topic. I think the conversation is going to be cool. I hope you like it. I want to go down a couple of things with you or cover a couple of things with you very early on in the episode because I think it kind of lends to the conversation that we're going to have and also is good news and I want to share it with y'all. So the first thing, I am co-hosting a podcast with my good sis Shelby of Shelby in the Bookstore. She has been on my podcast before, y'all. She and I are co-hosting a podcast called Friend We Need to Talk. Please feel free to go ahead and follow us at Friend We Need to Talk podcast on Instagram. Thank you. But essentially, this podcast is all about friendships, doing like a really deep dive around the topic and having some fun with my friend, you know? So I hope you all join me on that venture as well. It is also part of the reason why my show is going to bi-weekly because your girl, you know, we prioritize, we recognize, we see things and we have to realign ourselves when we have a particular kind of vision. So that's it. Really excited about it, sis. Shelby, girl, can't wait for episode one. Number two, and this is, you know, not necessarily the way I wanted to reveal it, but you know, it is what it is. It's going to come out anyway. And I'm really excited about it. My business that you all know as They Didn't Tell You has changed. I have decided to do a rebrand. And so now my business is no longer They Didn't Tell You, but it is now by Legally Black. And I'm really excited about this shift for me, my business, what's to come down the line. I always knew when I picked They Didn't Tell You as the business name that it was always going to be temporary. I never was like, okay, so this is the name. I just needed something to get me going. And now I feel like, you know, I'm graduating a little bit. So my new website is bilegallyblack.com. Again, bilegallyblack.com. And it's open now. I had closed my shop for weeks so I could just update the website a little bit, see how I felt about making this shift over to a different business name, get comfortable with it enough to now allow you all to see what's up. And then finally, the last good piece of good news. If you have already checked my site by now, you will see that I am selling my first real accessory that I collaborated with my good sis Stassi from Cool Girl the Brand to make just the most fantabulous candle that I have ever held in my hands and I have ever smelled. So the candle is called They Didn't Tell You, to pay homage, you know, to the brand's previous name, but also to kind of act like, you know, a mystery, a question mark. So this scent is a mystery scent. I'm going to be doing a giveaway around that too soon. So I can't wait for many of you all to grab it, to smell it, to please send me videos of your reactions to you smelling it. If you have signed up for emails from me and from my business, check your email. I sent you something special that I'm not sending anyone else. So please take a look at that as soon as you can, because what I sent you will expire Saturday night. Okay. So please take a look. And to those of you who have already opened the email, who have already shopped and purchased your candle, I cannot wait for you to get them in your hands. So those are my updates. That's me not hiding. That's me putting myself out there. That is me standing in the motherfucking sun. So let's get into this episode. So what led me to this week's topic was Jasmine Sullivan's speech, or her acceptance speech at the Soul Train Awards, almost like 2 weeks ago at this point. Once I heard her words, they stayed with me. And I included a clip of what she said. So listen up.
I feel real uncomfortable being up here in front of people and people kind of seeing me. Especially since mama been eating during quarantine, baby. Listen, I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't hide anymore. And usually if I was feeling just not my best, I would probably not have showed up. But I don't want to do that anymore.
What I love most about what Jasmine said is the promise she made to herself. It was simple. It was straight to the point. She promised herself she wasn't going to do this anymore. And, you know, immediately you think about accountability and how you hold yourself accountable to the commitments and the promises that you essentially make for yourself. And it made me think too, like, who better than you to look out for you? Who better to follow through on a commitment than you, for you? And, you know, I went down a whole rabbit hole with that, but I said for this week, I just want to focus on just not hiding, but also keeping in mind that, you know, we're hiding in so many different areas in our lives. People are hiding at work. I'm afraid to put themselves out there for a promotion that they very well deserve, a raise they very well deserve, fear of rejection, because we know how that go, right? Or even seeking out a new opportunity, a new place and space to be and belong in. It's crazy. A lot of us are hiding from things, and everybody has, you know, very unique reasons of why they do that and why they stay in hiding. And what I want to encourage this episode in pulling from the energy that Jasmine was giving during this speech is that we don't have to hide in any area of our lives, whether it's on social media, whether it's at work, whether it's in your friendship and family group relationships, no matter where it is, there's no need for you to hide. It is okay to be seen if you choose to. But also learning how to be comfortable with being seen, because exposure is much more different than what we grew up on. Let's be real. Everyone's children now and our children to come are growing up so very differently than us, obviously. With ease of access to things and technology and reachability and being able to be seen, that for them it's like second nature a bit. And for us, we're still very resistant to it because we come from a time where it's like, mind your business. But now we're entering a phase in this, the history of this whole world, where everybody's in everybody's business, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just how much exposure do you want to open yourself up to? And so I get it. There's a reason to hide. But, you know, this episode is about encouraging you to maybe not hide in one or two areas in your life. Maybe find something that you feel passionate about, strongly about, confident about, and pursue it. And stop hiding and allow yourself, allow somebody to say, who? So-de-so? That, you know what I mean? Do different. Be different. And see what happens. That's something I always say too. Like, you gotta do different in order to get different. And man, when you get the different gonna be exactly what you was looking for. Prayerfully. So I'm gonna go over two questions around the idea of hiding and then give my two cents around both of them, and then we're going to call it a day. Okay, so first question I have written is essentially, why are you hiding? And for me, some of the reasons why I've hid is because I've just been afraid of being seen, of people actually being able to judge something that I'm doing or working on, or support, you know, that too, those nice things as well. But when you are a pessimist and when you are nervous and afraid about exposing yourself, you don't think about the good things. You go straight to the bad things about being seen. And so, you know, some people essentially don't want to be seen at work, so they play the background because they're just hiding and got comfortable. There's people who are hiding on a venture that they are still sitting on, because we've been talking about some of these ventures that I know some of y'all have still yet to start. Okay, stop hiding, please, and thank you. But I get it too at the same time. So while still being someone who is not necessarily 100% comfortable with being seen all the time, I'm working on getting comfortable with it. You know what I mean? That's just the only thing that I can do. I've developed a this or that mentality with things, and that it's either stop doing this so you don't have to deal with it no more, or figure out how to make it work. This or that. We're not doing anything in the in-between. I think sometimes hiding allows us to fail, you know, privately, or have our failures private, be private, our mistakes be private, and just kind of be more reserved in particular ways. Who's not afraid of bombing a presentation or a pitch or a sale? Who's not afraid of that? But I mean, some people in these fields of pitching and all this and that, they can't hide. They got to be, you know, show face. But who wants to fail? Nobody wants to fail. But people fail every day. And so much so that we shouldn't even have to worry about failing publicly, because people got too busy worrying about their own. If we fail, we fail. The only way people know is if we tell them. And so, that's something I recognize about hiding. I'm like, I'm worried about something that no one will know about unless I tell them, or unless I do something that's, like, you know, very, very obvious. Something else is just very simple of not being ready or not feeling ready. And they really are two different things. Not being ready at all, meaning you haven't prepped, you haven't really done any research, you really haven't looked into much of anything, to a point where you may have looked up some things, you may have looked up a decent amount of things, you may have even started, you know, the blueprint, but you just don't feel ready. It's not that you aren't, you've already started. Like, a part of getting ready, being ready is getting ready, and that's what you're doing, but you don't feel it. So I don't know. I just want us to remember that, well, I do know. I want us to remember that every single little action we take is a step in a direction, if you want it to be, for upward mobility in whatever you want it to be in. But you just have to stop hiding and do what you got to do. And be great at what you do. Be phenomenal at what you do, and receive the accolades for what you do as well. The last thing I want to talk about with this particular question is that some people just really feel like they don't have anything valuable to offer, anything valuable to add. Subjective to the person, but I think sometimes it took me a really long time to figure out what I had to offer, like, that was actually valuable outside of the 9-to-5 workplace. And sometimes even within the 9-to-5 workplace. Like, what am I offering here that's making me better, that is getting me recognition? Because if you work hard, you want to be recognized for said hard work, right? Right. So what am I doing to get that? You know what I mean? Am I handling business? Am I taking the lead when necessary? Or am I just like, I'm just going to be over here. And I get that there's some people who just really aren't interested in it or really aren't comfortable in it, but want more. And I think we have to come to a point where we realize or consider or give ourselves the ultimatum of either we figure it out and press forward and see what happens and challenge ourselves, or we sit down and get real comfortable and buckle up for the long ride, you know? So potential is there for all of us. I think the belief is the problem. The understanding that everything isn't for everybody and you can keep going back to the drawing board as many times as you need to, and you should. So let's get into question number 2. Who or what are you hiding from? And, you know, the first person I think about hiding from is from myself. Honestly, sometimes it's so weird. You want to do something, you want to be, you know, put yourself out there, but then you like, but I don't want to see it at the same time because I'm low key hiding from me. Because sometimes seeing yourself out there is still a little cringy. Like I said, in any avenue, it could be a newsletter at work. It's like, okay. All right. You know, I'm hiding from other people, of course, but I'm even hiding from me because I don't even want to see it. And I think we need to start getting much more comfortable with seeing ourselves somewhere in print, in digital form, receiving an accolade, creating something new in the workplace, leading the team meeting, whatever it is. I feel like let's stop hiding from ourselves and our potential and what it is that we are capable of doing, because we just want to, you know, have our head low and just be chilling in the corner like, he don't go here. Like, who is that? Who's that in the corner? You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. And I hope that makes sense. If it don't, y'all let me know. I feel like sometimes we're hiding from opinions and criticism. We don't want to give anyone an opportunity to judge or share or have an opinion on something that we've allowed everyone to see. And, you know, that's tough. It's tough, and I get it too. Who wants a whole bunch of opinions on something you ain't want an opinion about? But that, you know, sometimes I just think, you know, that's just the nature of this world that we're living in. This is who the people are in it. And they're going to have opinions. Someone's going to critique something that I do, whether that be publicly or privately. But one thing I can say I have not... I have not experienced, I mean, not yet, knock on wood, but if it happens, I'll be ready for it. But such a bad such criticism or feedback from someone that was like really harsh or super, super negative. Not negative, or I don't call it negative, but maybe negative for me because they make me feel good. But you know what I mean? something that's just like leaving a negative review. Y'all get what I'm saying. Yeah, be all right. So, haven't had that yet, but that is something that I feared was stepping out. Like now people can have an opinion on it. Now that they see it, now that they have it in their hands, now that they can feel it and experience it, they can say anything about it because it's in their possession. And it just makes you sometimes just want to hide and say, I don't want to do this again. I don't at all. I think that, you know, something else that what we're hiding from too is just really failure in and of itself in any capacity, in any form. Sometimes some people are hiding from dating because they don't want to be rejected, or hiding from dating because dating right now, I've heard, is trash. So, you know, that's number one. But, you know, just hiding from different things because you just don't feel ready. And so I think what would be helpful is if you just start practicing small ways, small gestures for you to get ready and get comfortable with the idea of what essentially is inevitable. You know, it's really how I feel about it. And once you think about, like, it's gonna happen anyway, there's no way to avoid it, it's like, oh, okay, well, then if it's gonna happen anyway, what excuse do I have now to hide? And lastly, I feel like some people hide, myself included, this was me, can be me at times, but you hide because of the hard work that has to go in to things on the back end, and the commitment that's required to it, and the follow through. You know, just thinking about it is exhausting me. I mean, granted it's late, but still the thought of it all. It's just enough to make you say, I'd rather just not post. I'd rather just hide. I'd rather just say, my bad, y'all. Catch me, you know, catch me another time. It happens. So those are my thoughts around hiding. And if I can give you like an overarching or a main thing to take away, like the key takeaway from this conversation, similar to like my key takeaway from Jasmine's comments, is really honestly make a promise to yourself. I'm gonna take what she did and what she said because it makes sense, and because I'm sure if you get used to doing that for yourself on a regular basis, it'll become addicting. You're going to always want to keep your promises to yourself. You're going to always want to follow through with yourself and see what you're capable of. So, man, life is crazy, y'all. It's hard. It's difficult. There's so many aspects to it that we don't even give ourselves like the luxury to consider, to think about, to even question or wonder or get curious about, because shit, before you know it, there's some other issue, there's some other need, there's something else that's, you know, pulling you in another direction. So I'm not sure when's the last time you talked about hiding or being in hiding with anyone. But man, I'm curious to know what you think. I'm curious to know how you handle moments where you feel like just staying in hiding in any area in your life. And know how that went down. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Now that we're at the end of the episode, it's time for the song of the week. This week's song that I've selected does not directly align with the topic at all. I just have been listening to this song repeatedly since I first heard it. I love the vibe of it. It's a good bop. The artists are talented lyrically, vocally. So the song is called Soakin', S-O-A-K-I-N, by Black Party and Gwen Bun with two N's. It's a great song. It's a cute music video too, by the way. If you're still watching music videos, every now and then I partake. But I just wanted to give you all that gem of a song if you haven't heard it before. If you can think of a song that you feel like would have complemented this episode very well, send it my direction. I would love to hear it. That's the end. That's all I have to say about that. You can follow me on Instagram, the podcast, at They Didn't Tell You, me personally, moi, at Legally Black. And you can follow my business page, because we've moved things over, to Buy Legally Black on Instagram. Thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for being amazing and giving me a reason to continue moving forward. Because like I said, it can be difficult, this process, this journey that we're in any and every avenue. And it's not to make a bitch want to hide. So I'm glad we're not hiding. I hope that if there's an opportunity for you to no longer hide, you choose not to. Have a good day. Have a good night. And I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.